Good morning, stepbrother. Welcome home. Sorry, I fell asleep last night before you got in. I was away at my old boarding school visiting, and I was so tired from the trip home. I wish I could go to college like you do. But your mom convinced my dad that I needed a year to grow up before college. My dad wanted to send me to another all-girls Catholic school, like my boarding school, but your mom convinced him that it would be the best for me to take a year to mature and get some life outside of the church, whatever that means. Besides, I am mature. If Dad knew what I did in the shower this morning, he'd know I was mature. What's that smirk for? You're giving me the same look that Jasmine gave me at the school a few days ago. Jasmine is the new girl there. The other girls call her Jezebel. They say she's there because she needs to find Jesus, and she's a whore. She never told me about anything trading sex for money, so I don't know about that. She did tell me some things, though, and that's why I'm glad you're home. I don't think I can talk to your mom about any of this, and I know I couldn't ask my dad. I'm going to lean in and whisper something to you that Jasmine told me, okay? She said that good girls who want a boyfriend shave their, they shave the hair off their pussies. Is that true? Do you know girls in college do this? Why are you laughing? Are you making fun of me? What do you mean you're laughing because you know what I did in the shower this morning? How can you know that? You were asleep, so how could you know? What do you mean you can figure it out? Tell me how. Please. Okay, whisper it to me. I lean in close so you can whisper. What is that? What do you have in bed? Why is it there? Morning wood. What's that? You wake up with a boner? Jasmine told me that all the boys need to come at least once a day, and that if they didn't, they got rude and aggressive. You've always been sweet and kind, so that means you come once a day. But if you're not married like that and stepmom, I mean, how does it happen? And wait, that is always so nice to me and sweet. It means that means he has sex with your mom every day. Oh! Wait, back to the point. How did you come every day if you don't have a wife? What do you mean you just take care of it? What's that mean, brother? Come on, you can tell me. We've been stepbro and sis for 3 years, and you told me about what a honeymoon was and why I couldn't go to Europe with daddy and your mom for those 2 weeks, and I told you I could how sometimes I get warm feelings for you and daddy, and how you told me that was normal, and one day I would find a man to make me feel the same way, and he would become my husband. Come on, tell me. What if I have a husband one day and I need to know things like this? You just jerk off. What does that... Wait, you masturbate? What do you mean, haven't I ever... Girls can't do that. No, they can't. I know how boys do that. They grip their thing into a hand and rub and they feel better. I don't have anything to rub. No, you can't fool me, stupid brother. I don't have a penis. And now you've made me say dirty words. Oh, really? You will show me, but I need to show you my shaved pussy. Well, it's private. It's my private area. I can't show you. Only doctors, my husband one day, or I'm sure it's not my stepbrother. So I know you're lying. But since I'm here, FNF, already seen your morning log. What's funny? Fine. What? Morning. What? Well, can you maybe show me some masturbation so I can know how to do it to my future husband? I've heard that, sometimes that men need relief. And if I'm my, period, I might need to be good to my husband. What do you mean he won't just want a hand job? But what's a hand job? Oh, he want me to masturbate him. But why wouldn't he want that? A blowjob? Why masturbate if you can just turn on your fan, brother? With my mouth? Like, sucking on it? Ew. But what do you mean you could show me a lot this morning? Like, you let me watch you take care of the morning wood? More than that, but that's all I need to learn, isn't it? I told you that you can't fool me, brother. I've got nothing to rob. What do you mean, just take care of my pants and let you see my underwear? Why is that gonna help you teach me anything? Yes, I do trust you. No, it's not that. It's just you're asking things that I was told that no one should see my underwear or private areas except for my parents, my husband, a doctor, or people like that. No one said my stepbrother should see that, and I told you I know girls don't have anything to rub like boys, so we can't masturbate. Wait, no, brother, I'm sorry. I do trust you. Don't be mad. Don't make me leave. I want to see you masturbate. Okay, but only my underwear. I am not showing you my pussy. That was just practice, so I could know what it was like for my one day husband. I like matching underwear. So, do you like girls who do that? I like pink and orange, but these green ones with the little red snowman on the front and the little red snowman all over my bra are fun. I like them. The bra only came in the B cup, but I can get away with that sometimes. Too bad the store didn't have A cups. Those fit me better. There are some underwear that have been that, well, it looks like they forgot to put the butt part on the underwear. Also bra and lace that is see-through, like my boobies and nipples might show. Wow, your morning wood just twitched. How did you do that? Why does it have a little drop on the tip? Do you need to go to pee, brother? No, that's normal. Called pre-cum. Pre-cum is a funny. Brother, why is your hand on my po that was really nice. What did you do? You touched my masturbation spot, but do I have? Can I really? Take off my panties and you show me. You mean my underwear? They're called panties when grow-up girls wear them. I don't know, brother. I mean, the one second your hand was there felt really nice, but I was told. Well, yes, I was also told that girls couldn't masturbate. Oh, okay, brother, I'm going to trust you, but you need to show me masturbation. Maybe if you show me girl masturbation, I get morning wood, and it can be our morning game. There you go, brother. Now, can you show me? Lay down. Okay. Why do I need to lay sideways on your bed with my legs facing the mirror? So you can show me better. Ah, so smart, brother. Oh, wow. So that is what a pussy looks like. Only even see it looking down, never like this. It's like a sideways smile. You're going to touch it and you want me to watch. Okay, brother, I trust you. Wow, it's just, I like open up a little. I watch, okay. You take your finger and. Oh, wow, that feels so nice. So I rub near the hole and get some of my wetness, and then hey, would you stop? I do see that little butt.
I can wrap that an orgasm. Really? You want me to try right now? But you haven't shown me yourself yet. You want to make sure I'm doing it right. Makes sense. Okay. Oh. Good. Weird, but so I feel like something's inside me is getting tight. So tight. It's like it's gonna break. I'm gonna snap. I get. Brother, that was. I can't masturbate. And I want more. I want to do it again. I can. Brother, it's distracting with your penis. My mouth is watering and wants to taste a little drop at the front of your penis, brother. Why is that? I can. It's safe and I should just follow my instincts, like how my fingers knew how to masturbate me. That's actually really yummy. Oh, I want to do what you said and actually suck on it. Like I need it. I can. It's like I never want to stop doing masturbational blowjobs. What do you mean I can finish if you want? I want to take my bra off. Okay, I will. Brother, please show me. Wait, how do I do this? You taught me masturbations and I want to learn about blowjobs. I just suck on it and move my head and my mouth up and down it. So I just lay there and. Is that good? Yeah, great. How I know when you're finished? I just know. Okay, brother, I trust you. Can you touch my boobies while I do this? I think I can use my hand to make masturbation for myself, but my boobies wanted to be touched. Brother, my mouth is hurting. Are you sure I know when you're done? Brother, it just spit in my mouth. I drank some of it. Does that mean my stomach will get a baby in it now? Oh, only if it's in my pussy, it will make me pregnant. Well, that's good to hear. Maybe tomorrow I can help you with your morning wood again. And this time, drink it all. The taste is wonderful. I wonder what it feel like if you like my masturbation spot. Better? Can we try that tomorrow? Okay, it's a deal. Thank you for teaching me so much, brother. Hope that you have a good morning now that the morning wood is gone. I'm gonna go shower and then spend the day in my room.